Psalm 122, the city that must be joined. Psalm 121 taught us the road. Psalm 122 teaches us the destination. But the destination is not merely safety after danger. It is communion after wandering. To go to Jerusalem was always to go up. That was geography, but it was also theology. The hill city trained Israel to feel with their feet that worship is ascent. Yet the first joy of the psalm is not the city itself. It is the invitation. David is glad when they say, "Let us go." Faith is personal, but it is never private. Someone calls, someone answers, and the lonely soul is drawn into a people. There is another surprise in verse 3. Jerusalem is described as a city compact together. The Hebrew is vivid, habarah la yachdav, joined to itself, stitched into one whole. Anyone who has studied the old ridge of the city of David, with its tight terraces and close-built houses, knows this was no spacious suburb. It was crowded, layered, shared. That is the image God chooses for holiness. Western Christians often imagine maturity as strong independence. Scripture imagines it as nearness rightly born. God's city is made of joined lives. That helps explain why the tribes go up there according to God's edut, his ordinance, his testimony. Their joy is not self-invented spirituality. It is glad obedience. And there, strikingly, the psalm places temple and throne side by side, the house of the Lord and the thrones of David. Worship and judgment belong together. A city cannot sing its way into peace if its courts are corrupt. Biblical peace, shalom, is not a soft feeling. It is wholeness built into public life. The repeated shalom in the closing verses falls like a bell against walls, gates, and palaces. Peace is architectural. So when the psalm tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it means more than safety from attack. It means, "Lord, make this city become what it was named to be." Augustine loved to call Jerusalem the vision of peace. Yet Psalm 122 is too honest to romanticize it. The singer prays for peace while already standing within the gates. Even the holy city still needs healing. Even at the center of worship, human fracture remains. This is where the psalm quietly leans toward Christ. Jerusalem could gather the tribes, but it could not mend the human heart. The Prince of Peace was taken outside the city's walls, as Hebrews 13:12 reminds us. The city of peace cast out its peace. Yet by that rejection, he made a greater Jerusalem, a people joined together in himself, the dividing wall broken down, Ephesians 2:14-22, moving toward the heavenly city, Hebrews 12:22, Revelation 21:2. Calvin observed that no one truly seeks God's glory without also seeking the church's good. That is the psalm's last movement. Gladness becomes intercession. Worship ripens into a vow to seek the good of God's people. Suggested hymn, Jerusalem the Golden. Prayer. Lord Jesus, true temple and Son of David, join what is divided in your church and in my heart. Give us worship that is true, justice that is clean, and peace that is deep. Teach us to seek the good of your city until the day the New Jerusalem appears in glory. Amen.